All right, part three. So, just to sort of summarize what we were talking about there at the end, what I think is also a difference between the Bitcoin protocol and Truth Social Protocol or Truth Protocol is that, as I pointed out, there is no discrepancy between what history is in terms of it's only one content creator creating history. And so, what I think is going to be the case is different from Bitcoin, where the two things are sort of inextricably linked in the sense that running a different version of history of Bitcoin is running, in a sense, a different version of the software. In other words, if you're running the software, you're going to be following the same, you're going to, as a byproduct, have the same version of history as everyone else in this decentralized consensus. So there's a bit of nuance here. And so if you're running an identity blockchain node, everyone knows that the rules were followed, and in theory, that should mean that everyone, that should mean that roots or the content creators' references all do follow the Truth Social protocol. But now, say for instance, right, root were to somehow accidentally not follow the Truth Social protocol, okay? Now, what I think the way this would go now is that, well, it's sort of a leader follower type of node architecture. So everyone would still be running the same identity blockchain node, right? Assuming that how far into the present we are. But what would happen is the software would determine, well, and this depends on like what rule would be broken and would it even be possible for one of these rules to be broken, right? But we're saying unintentionally or accidentally, well, something got messed up with the digital signature, which doesn't really happen, right, guys? But so it wasn't a reference, it broke one of the rules unintentionally. Well, guess what? You're still going to be running a node with that flawed reference. So what that means is you have an invalid reference, which will likely still be able to say others will be able to determine certain things about it, right? That it came at a time within that block, right? Say the time was even wrong, still anything that came within the blocks themselves have a timeliness to them, right? So whether it's a signature, even if the signature was wrong, you know that root published it, right? So I'm getting more complex than it needs to be, although that stuff's important to the people who want to go deeper into the understanding, right? But my point being that whether or not Root follows the Truth Social Protocol as it stands, I believe, is irrespective of the fact that everyone who's running that node still, Root is like this godly figure. So if he makes a mistake, you're making a mistake. Your node is a follower node, right? From an architectural standpoint, right? And that's a certain decision to be made. So the way I see things now, that's how it would be. But everyone would know there is no such thing as two competing versions of history, right? There's simply invalid references, okay, or even an invalid block. But in practice, right, the software, if it is developed correctly, this should be basically impossible to happen, right? Okay, so all this stuff is sort of a figment, not a figment, it is like thinking of things as the way they are now as opposed to the way they will be when the software is all written, which computers don't make mistakes in certain senses, right? They do what they're programmed to do, okay? Anything could have bugs in it, just like Bitcoin can, but there's nothing new that hasn't been done before, so that should not happen, right? There shouldn't be invalid references, but it certainly demonstrates an important point, being that Root's blockchain, right, is, or a version of history, is history, okay? And everyone knows still that, so he knows that he's following the Truth Social Protocol. Everyone who's running his node knows that he has been from the start as well, right? Different from real time. And everyone knows that everyone knows that by running this node. Yet they still know that if, for instance, one reference was invalid, they still know that, well, they've been following the protocol except for in this one reference. And so there's no disagreement as to history. There's just a disagreement, or really, everyone should be able to agree, well, that's an invalid reference because it broke this rule, as long as the rules are Boolean and clearly defined, right? There really shouldn't even be a disagreement about that. So everyone would know that everyone knows that history is what it is, and that 99% of the time it followed the Truth Protocol. And so it's not like Bitcoin, what is the significance of that? It doesn't even matter. It's not like someone is necessarily is losing any money. I mean, I suppose there was a flaw in the public key that's encapsulated or embedded, however you want to phrase it, right? Then potentially, sure, but that's like all the cryptography is the same as in Bitcoin, right? And these other things. So for the most part, right? So these are all the same risks that just go for blockchains, but you get the distinction I am making, which points out the difference between consensus in Bitcoin and sort like what lack of consensus here, how there's no need for a consensus here. It just stands in and of itself, a priori, right? So everyone will know what they have to do or what their software has to do, and by running it, it will do it, and everyone will know that it's doing it. And even if it didn't, it's nowhere near as big a deal, and everyone would still know that it was pretty much doing it except for that one time, right? And then it gets fixed and whatever. So, think of the actualies. Try to leave your flawed OCD and realize, well, people delete tweets. And, you know, I could have posted an address for Bitcoin in a tweet and it got deleted, or whatever. I could post a malformed address in a tweet, and that tweet gets money that is invalid on the Bitcoin blockchain. Yet that is just a separate issue in and of itself that has largely been solved through advances in cryptography and the fact that Bitcoin itself has been around, and we've solved these problems with checksums, this and that, etc., right? Okay, last thing on that topic before we get into the topic of the day, which is valid replies, right? And this new CBRMR protocol. So the last thing to touch on that is, well, why is it so obvious that no one needs to run the files themselves? Like, aren't you trying to be a decentralized social network and this and that? And this fails to appreciate what's important for what reasons, right? So, YouTube can delete your account, or it can delete your video, or whatever it is. And if you have a backup, you have a backup, right? So in other words, poor example, right? Here's the important part, right? Like, it should be obvious that content creators keep the actual files themselves. In addition to publishing them in the world, they have a backup for everyone who posts content, right? So if something happens from a hosting provider or whatever it is, or, you know, some, what's like an unimaginable scenario, some prolonged DDoS attack on a website, right? Which the things that just inherently exist outside of the truth, risks that inherently exist as part of being on the internet, right? But are impractical, right? So for whatever reason, someone can't access BDZ Joe thing, BDZ Joe's server indefinitely. Guess what? I've got all the files, right? So I've got them backed up. So why would everyone need to store those files? It's silly, redundant, and completely unnecessary, right? Because I can always just re-upload them, and the historical record stands separate from that. So you will know that it's the same file. So it's the record of it that's more important that everyone keep, right? And so, in short, the same way, you know, you can have a succession protocol with keys, right? For Bitcoin or anything else, you can have a succession protocol or even incorporate that into an existing protocol where something happens to you, they have, you know, the password, someone has the password for an encrypted cloud account, you know, just one account that has all the files, right? And then they could easily be reposted, right? Whether, you know, how redundant and far-reaching and or complex or lack thereof you want to do that, right, depending on who you are, because some people's stuff might be more important than others, is irrespective of the fact that it would be totally unnecessary for not only like everyone to store your files, but really not many people do need to, as long as you know that if something were to happen to your server or you, they could be posted by someone else easily, right? The actual files. So that should be pretty apparent. Now, moving on to the topic of the day, I think. Was there anything else in that? So, valid replies, and there is no before, right? Do I want to jump ahead? Just a brief. So, in order to understand the indexing protocol, okay, the truth client indexing protocol, right, or truth client protocol indexing protocol, however you want to think of it, and also, in order to understand the different types of server feeds, three main ones being link-based server feeds, hosted server feeds, and rehosted server feeds is at least what I'm calling now. There, it was going to be posting server feeds and reposting, but a better term is really hosting and rehosting with an H, right? Which, so in order to understand both the index protocol, the different types of server feeds, which by the way, are really just different behaviors that can exist in the system. In other words, things that root, different routes, and even lightweights may or may not already do, but when I'm talking about link-based, host-based, and rehost-based server feeds, you're talking about feeds that are specifically dedicated to these behaviors that people do in sort of other contexts and fashions in the system, okay? And maybe even, you know, it could be one server feed, so to speak, that does all these three different types of feeds, right? So, you'll get it all as we go on. But so in order to understand that stuff, the indexing protocol and these different types of server feeds and the actions in which they represent or behaviors, you first need to understand what a valid reply is, right? Which is going to play a part in the Truth Social protocol, in a sense. It's sort of an extension of it, except maybe it's a subpart, whatever. In other words, the Truth Social protocol, as I think of it, relates to validating references within blocks. So this is a different thing, which has to do with validating replies, okay? Which does have to do with producing valid identity-based proof of publication, yet exist at a layer above in the stack, right? At least not directly. In other words, replies are not in blocks. They are represented indirectly in blocks in these CBRMRs, okay? So, what is a valid reply, and why was it important to add these CBRMRs in order to create a prerequisite for a valid reply, right? Or at least to make replies better, okay? So this involves what our previous thinking was and sort of how the system was designed at the time, given what we knew and what was important. Like, the meat and the potatoes of it was more important. Now, this is kind of going to be making replies suitable so they could be a part of that, okay? So, in other words, the problem with replies before was that there was no before, okay? And you'll see what I mean. So, this relates to the time component of a reply, okay? So, it used to be that in no way, shape, or form were replies a part of any identity block. Now, by adding this timely component to them, or really, by indirectly including them in blocks through these CBRMRs, cloud-based reference Merkle roots, we have added a timeliness component to replies, which makes them much more reliable and is going to play a part into what constitutes a valid reply and is going to enable a part of the indexing protocol. Namely, what I haven't spoken about, there's going to be two parts of that, meaning I haven't spoken about what's called directory indexing or directory referencing, okay? Really, directly indexing is the goal of it, versus reply indexing, or really CBRMR indexing, okay? And you'll get what I mean in a second. So, the main problem with the timeliness or lack thereof of replies before we added the CBRMR component was that there is no before. So, in other words, you would, before this, have to do an occurrence proof and establish the time as such using Bitcoin and Litecoin, which later is going to be cloud chain based, right, for most of these. But you had an occurrence proof. In other words, you were saying that this reply occurred after a certain Bitcoin and Litecoin block, yet there was no existence proof. There was no before. So you knew that it came after the reply, the reference or reply in which you were replying to is one aspect, okay? You further knew it came after the occurrence proof within that reply or within that reply, okay? So you knew that the reply came after the occurrence proof within it, okay? Yet, you couldn't say, like we can say with references, or as opposed to references, you couldn't say that this reply came before a certain time as you can with a reference, which is in a block, right? Now, I sort of gave you hints of this before and how this could be addressed, which was sort of pointing out how server feeds might have what we're going to get into later, which is like these hosted references and or hosted replies. Okay, you may not understand it now, but you will, which is a different thing. But there is good reason to add this timeliness to replies for routes who are not server feeds, right? Further, there is even better reason, or more importantly, to add this indexing protocol to replies, okay? So while a hosted reference, which you don't know about yet, sort of addresses this after or existence proof component of the equation, which is mainly going to be used by server feeds, we had no after or existence proof component to replies, okay? In other words, I did mention that root themselves, if there was a chain of replies that he was interacting with, right, or just wanted to give exposure on his server, he could give it a timeliness, not only just that, but an existence within his own historical record and proof thereof, because absent that, sure, the people who are creating the replies can and should have a record of them, thus proving that they said what they said, but they wouldn't have a timeliness to those replies. They could only prove that they were made, and they can prove that they were made from a timeliness perspective after a certain time, but not before a certain time, okay? Unless they, like, went out of their way, in theory, they could have, if they knew, they could, like, make an occurrence proof using an open timestamp or an opportune in Bitcoin blockchain, but this is getting besides the point, that they could have theoretically did it. The whole point of this change I'm making is to address that so they wouldn't have to provide these replies with an accurate timeliness, okay? So, the reason why this is important is, A, now all replies are going to be following a protocol to determine whether they're valid or not, which is, by the way, kind of important. Who is doing that determining? Well, the person, the root, who would be putting them on his own server, right? Because if you've provoked a reply from the root, it has to go on the server. And even if you haven't, sometimes roots will still put them on their server for exposure. But so they will only do that given that the replyee, person replying to root, has followed these rules, right? So they are the ones who are enforcing these rules. And everyone can also see that they are properly enforced, right? Not exactly the same level of assurance and confidence as these references, as solely due to the fact that anything that's a reference is validated by all who run the identity block node, but it is a priori that root was following the valid replies protocol, subsect of IDPOP, in that anyone can validate it because these will exist on their server, and literally there will be a page for them, and that their indexing, which is included in these CBRMRs, and also in the fact that these CBMRs are creating a timeliness to these replies that stands in and of itself. So anyone can validate that. And in a sense, all identity blockchain nodes are not validating that. But so this is perfect. Now we have new terms. In a sense, not even in a sense, pretty much exactly, identity blockchain nodes are providing blind attestation, right? A passive blind attestation to these CBR MRs. They are not going through them right? They're not necessarily aware of them, or their software is not, but they're still providing this blind attestation, okay? So anyway, now replies become much more reliable in the system because A, they're hosted on root server. All of them are necessarily, they are indexed on root's server, okay, which is through these Merkle roots, which are queryable, okay, because you have a Merkle root for every reference that can be queried for all the replies that are one level below, right, taking us to another topic, these sort of complexity levels or degrees, probably better term. Okay, you have all the replies to a reference, say 10 different people replied to a reference, those are all the same degree, okay, or complexity level. And but then people who reply to those replies is another degree, and so on and so forth. And so this is sort of kind of like this notion, and I think it was either BIP 39 or 38 or 40, one of the Bitcoin wallet or seed standards, right, which creates these sort of like that in how it's labeled, right? In other words, you have these degrees, so it's like this is the master public key is one degree, then the you know, you get all the way down, and it's like, this is the fourth change account of the third Litecoin account of the, you know, second public key of the master public key or whatever it is, right? So in a similar vein, you have like, well, this is the third reply to the third reply, you know, sequentially to the second reply, to the first reply, to the reference, right? Or however you want to think about it, right? The point being that every level down is a different degree. So you can have five replies to a reference, which are all the first degree down, and then any reply to one of those replies is another degree down, and any reply to one of those is another degree down. You get the point. And every reference or reply that is hosted, right, and they all are, has its own queryable Merkle root, which doesn't change, well, it, which is ever-changing in the sense that, well, there can always be people at a certain degree adding. So if I had five replies, hold on. So sort of static and dynamic. Static in the sense that it's always going to be the same degree, right? So if I have five replies to a reference, it's static in that sense that it's always going to be the first degree down from that reference, yet, and labeled as such, yet the actual root of this, the actual Merkle root of this reference will query root, right? There's going to be Merkle root for two different purposes, which gets into another topic, and why it's both, so stay on query root, right? It's static in the sense that, well, you have five replies to at this degree level, and they're always to a reference, and they're always going to be that degree level. It's dynamic in a sense that eventually you'll probably get a sixth reply and a seventh and an eighth and a year later a ninth, right? So the root, Merkle root of that reference is dynamic in that sense. It's always going to be changing, but you're still going to be able to query it knowing that it was that degree and that order in the sequence, right? So it's both static and dynamic in that sense. Now we have to distinguish between the query Merkle root and the CBR MR, okay? And so you may be realizing why both are necessary. the without the CBRMR, you have not added this additional time component. So this is why it is a distinctly different Merkle root that needs to be added to record a state of time, to record a state in your identity blockchain, which adds a time quality, a before quality, right, to your replies. All right, part 4, see you there.